This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Evacuees arriving from Mariupol, Ukraine, paint a picture of destruction there. We get more from AP correspondent Jennifer King.
Marina, arriving in Zaporizhia, Ukraine, in a car with smashed windows, says first she fled from her home to her parents. Both apartments are now destroyed by bombing. She ended up at a country house with no water or electricity. On the way out of Mariupol, she picked up Natalia Potocka and her grandson, who spoke of hiding in the basement, a lack of food, and constant shelling day and night. Evacuee Alexander Vorotelin says Azovstal was bombed 24 hours a day. The Ukrainian Azov Regiment and the Russian Defense Ministry both released video said to show civilians being evacuated from underneath the flattened steel plant on Sunday, climbing over rubble and boarding waiting buses in an operation coordinated with the Red Cross. One Azov Regiment deputy commander said they could hear voices of people still alive under destroyed buildings that would be difficult to save without special equipment. I'm Jennifer King.
The highest-ranking Jewish elected official in the United States has condemned as sickening Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov's anti-Semitic comments about the Ukraine invasion. In remarks, the Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says Russia's foreign minister does not deserve the title of diplomat after using anti-Semitism to try and defend the invasion of Ukraine.
Mr. Foreign Minister, you're fooling no one. The war crimes committed by Russia are as plain as day for the world to see. And to justify Russia's violence with appeals to anti-Semitism is sickening. It is dangerous.
And meanwhile, Lavrov was asked during an interview over the weekend with an Italian news agency about Russian claims that it invaded Ukraine to denazify the country. A seemingly confusing position since